What's shaking, Alaska? Welcome to your seismic update from across the state for the week of January 7th. I'm Beth Grossi with the Alaska Earthquake Center, where we monitor ground shaking 24/7. Over the past week, we recorded about 1,100 seismic events, 8 of which were felt. About 600 of these earthquakes were aftershocks of the December 6th magnitude 7 earthquake near Hubbard Glacier in southeast Alaska. The largest earthquake this week was a magnitude 5.7 aftershock on New Year's Eve. The total Alaska earthquake count in 2025 was 31,096, with a year-end boost from the Hubbard Glacier earthquake's lively aftershock sequence. 2025 included several other notable events, thankfully with no major damage. On July 16th, people as far away as Anchorage and Juneau felt shaking from a magnitude 7.3 subduction zone earthquake offshore of the Alaska Peninsula just south of Sandpoint. This was the fifth earthquake larger than magnitude 7 in this region since 2020. A magnitude 8.8 earthquake offshore of Kamchatka, Russia on July 29th caused tsunami warnings all across the Pacific Ocean. The strongest tsunami energy traveled to the southeast, so Alaska caught only the edge. The highest wave here was 2.7 feet in Adak. This event was a reminder that distant events can pose hazards in Alaska. On August 10th, people outside of Tracy Arm Fjord, 60 miles south of Juneau, reported unusually large waves. We applied our landslide characterization computer program to the seismic data to generate the first estimate of the location and size of the massive landslide just hours after it occurred. Scientists later carried out field measurements, revealing it was the second highest tsunami ever recorded, just behind Lituya Bay. You can learn more about these ground-shaking events on our website at earthquake.alaska.edu.